Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Berkeley Trilene, America's best-selling premium fishing line, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano, Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true, and the Bob Baker Auto Group. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa on XX 1090.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on XX 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is here too. And Mr. Jack Nielsen from Accurate Fishing Products is here. We're honoring our good friend Del Marsh, who's not well. He's in the hospital, Veterans Hospital in Long Beach, and kind of reliving some of the great moments of Del's fantastic 80 years. He'll be 80 years old on Wednesday, and Del, we just want you to get real soon. So I'll tell you what, hey, having a great time here. You want to join us? Phones are packed up, but it's 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're giving away an Accurate reel thanks to Jack and the boys at Accurate Fishing Products there. You're going to be able to choose which ones?
Choose 197 or a 270.
Wow. Your choice. At the end of the show here for one lucky caller today. Let's go back and talk to Del's neighbor. Now, this is a guy, Wayne, who's really had a challenge. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, Del's neighbor. That must be a really something.
This is
what a great guy. You know, I've been very blessed in life to have him as my mentor. You know, always
you are
always
really
a teacher,
screwed up, aren't
always
you?
Always a friend, always giving positive advice about fishing and life. Trust me. many a times we sat in the garage or down on the get reel, Jack.
Yep.
You know that one.
Yep.
Just talking about fishing, life. You know, what a great ambassador to the fishing world.
No question.
You know, we're down in Rancho Lanero with Jack and Del, and I tell you what, I don't know if he was thirsty or just wanted to talk to people, but he talked to everybody in that darn hotel, especially in the bar.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I got a great little story. Del has been my mentor for the last 15 years, and I have the most respect for this man. His knowledge exceeds any expectations I've ever imagined. One day he says, "Hey, you know what? You need a good luck charm." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "When you go fishing, you got to have a good luck charm." And I'm going, "Okay, rabbit's foot, a lucky coat, what?" He goes, No. He goes, "Come here, look at my garage." I look up in his garage, and I see this pink stiletto hanging in his garage.
A shoe, right?
I look up there, and I go, "Dale, what the heck is that?" He says, "That's my lucky horseshoe." And I go, "You're kidding me." So he's down on the rooster. He's wearing this thing around his neck.
He's wearing it, yeah.
Next thing you know, he's in the bait tank, you know. His jacuzzi.
He's the only guy I know that thinks a bait tank's a jacuzzi. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, he had a time, I guess, some of the bait was down in there kind of swimming around his legs, but that's another story. Yeah. I can't tell that one on there.
You can't tell all the stories. You know that.
But, you know, it's fabulous, the outpouring of support, the cards, the calls, the letters. His wonderful wife, Perrette, really appreciates all the support from the fishing community, and so do I, and I'm sure Jack does as well. And, Jack, I don't know if you got your wallet with you, but there's a card in your wallet that says all the things that Del does.
You're kidding.
He's the ambassador.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
That's right.
Would you mind reading that?
I don't know if
you're going to be able to find it.
We might have to clean it up a little bit.
Well, we'll see. He's digging around. We'll see if we can find it. Wayne, sure appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, you guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
And, hey, thanks for all the thoughts and prayers for our buddy Del. Hey, you guys have a great day. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Wayne.
Go ahead. I do have it real quick.
Yeah.
Del Marsh. This is the Accurate card that he carries. Del Marsh, Vice President, Accounts Executive, Sales Consultant, Operations Manager, Sales Technician, District Sales Manager, After Hours Cleaning Service, Corporate Ambassador to Zimbabwe, and Pro Staff.
And that's what he does at
Accurate.
That's why
he makes the big bucks.
And that's on an Accurate business card.
Yeah. Correct.
Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, you guys.
Appreciate
you.
The call.
Hey, thanks for all your listeners' thoughts and prayers for our buddy Del. Thank you.
Thanks,
all
Wayne.
Right, thanks, Wayne. Dick Medvey from Kona, Hawaii. You got up again early this morning, Dick. Aloha.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Yeah, it's still black over here.
Yeah.
the boats at Tonopah Harbor are all loading up to go look for Marlon Brando. Dale would say, well, hell, I've been there, done that.
That's right.
But anyway, there's Dale Marsh guy. Yeah, I appreciate an invitation to your birthday celebration, really. He's a special guy to me. I go back, 28 years now, when I was diagnosed with a real bad case of cancer. And all my so-called friends at that time dropped me like hot potatoes, you know. They just said, hey, I'm going to catch it. You know, this is bad news. But one guy came out of the woodwork and has held on to me ever since and given me all the support and that I've needed to survive for 28 years now. It's been all bonus time. And he's a major part of it. I couldn't have done it without him.
That's cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, that's the kind of Fred Dale is, for sure.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, he's something else.
Yeah.
But back in the old days, a bunch of us were hanging out over at Saber Rods, over in Saber Stroker Rods, and Billy Bickle and Dell and Jerry Morris and a bunch of guys. And these guys, I kind of call them like my dark angels. You know, they're not... they're not white angel kind of guys with wings, but they're a little ragged around the edge.
Yeah, they're little kind of crow type angels.
Yeah, a little soiled here and there, but man, I'll tell you, it's been a good 28 years with Dell, and he's been my man. So there's nothing, I can't say enough about him. I could go on all afternoon, but I'd probably break down in tears. So,
yeah. All right, Dick. Well, thanks for joining us.
Love you, Dell. You've been my man.
All right.
Thank you, Dick.
Appreciate that call from Kona, Hawaii. Dick Medvey, one of his great friends and guy from Kona there.
Well, that's very cool. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting right now. It's time for the Catch Report. And today, the Catch Report is sponsored by Crow's Nest Boat Center, introducing the new Tidewater boats. Check out the new Tidewater 216 center console. It's a classic Carolina Flair hull design with a dependable Yamaha F-150 outboard that delivers a dry, stable, and economical ride. The boat, motor, and trailer package for under $37,000. And the Tidewater 196 center console with a Yamaha F-115 outboard. Boat, motor, and trailer package for under $26,000. A couple of great deals. Stop by Crow's Nest Boat Center in Mission Bay. It's formerly Sundance Marine, right next to Dana Landing across from SeaWorld. And we're going to get the Catch Report started off this morning with the cast man, former co-host on Sunday, Richard Castaneda from Gas Tours. What's up, cast man?
Buenos dias, Pedro, Rockard, and Jackson.
Hey.
Cast man.
Hey, and to Dell.
He's listening.
Yeah, get your ass out of that bed, man.
Oh, boy.
Time. Anyway, Dell, get well. You know, even me, every now and then I do say a little prayer, and I think you deserve one from the cast man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Special one.
Thank you.
And you know, Pete, Dick Medvey, I couldn't believe that last caller. You know, I haven't talked to Dick in years, and we used to communicate a lot in the earlier days, and then he moved to Florida, became part of the IGFA, and that's the last thing I heard of him. But I'm glad to hear he's doing well in Kona, and he's fishing for Big Marlin. But anyway, congrats, Dick. But anyway, Pete, billfish down in Cabo is starting to pick up. They're averaging about one striped marlin per boat per day, an occasional blue marlin mixed in there, an occasional sail. Doing well on the tuna. Some nice tuna being caught up inside the Sea of Cortez from the Inner Gordo up to San Luis bank there and the Iman. And some nice fish, 80, 100s, even some bigger fish that are breaking off. They're getting occasional wahoo there. Of course, guys fishing the bottom, amberjack, grouper, and snapper, and, of course, plenty of Dorado. Over in La Paz there, the action there around Saravo Island and also the point there at Las Arenas is giving up some nice Dorado, nice tuna, and an occasional wahoo there at Rocan Montaña. Up in Loreto there, it's kind of weird what's going on there this year. I mean, Dorado bite is still going, not as hot as it was, but they're still getting some nice fish along with plenty of sailfish and striped marlin, but it's just amazing that the yellowtail are starting to hit up around Coronado, up at Punta Pulpito, about 32 miles away, getting some nice yellows up to 50 pounds. So strange things. There's got to be some cold water mixed in there to keep those yellowtail hanging there this time of year and actively feeding. Over in Mazatlan there, the Dorado bite dipped, but the billfish bite came up. Not quite one billfish per count per boat on the count there yet, but things are starting to show. They're also getting a little mixture of tuna and along with the Dorado. Still limits, but not as hot as it was earlier. But, Pete, that's a report for this week. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. And, by the way, our Pesca Panama trip, we got room for 15, and as of yesterday, we're up to 8. So I've got 7 spots available for that trip in May.
Well, that's it? Just 7 spots left? It's over half full already.
Yes, yes.
You people better are, get on it.
People are excited.
You
anyway,
better
give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or email us at casttours@gmail.com.
That's awesome, Castman. Great report. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Thanks,
right,
Castman.
Thanks, Castman.
All right, let's head down to C4 Sport Fishing. Our buddy Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. I'm both of you in the studio again.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. You know, we're between trips.
We'll get back to it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. So next week we'll have 2 totally new hosts.
Well, I think Ricky's fishing in
You're going to bring that up?
I thought we were just going to sweep that under the mat and pretend that wasn't going to happen. What's up? He's fishing in a tournament next weekend.
Yeah, San Diego Marlin Club.
San Diego Marlin Club small boat tournament next weekend. So, yeah, I'll be all by myself in the studio next Saturday.
Thanks, Marcos.
Yeah, no problem. Well, some pretty good fishing this week. Not very consistent on some of those trips, but overall, good half-day fishing, kind of what we've been seeing for the last couple weeks here. A little bit of barracuda, bass, a little bit of bottom fish mixed in there. Still plucking away at the occasional yellowtail. Talk about the sea lions sure make it hard to get any sustainable bite going on those, but they are catching a few here and there. Three-quarter day actually had a very interesting week. Early in the week, they were down at the islands doing the usual, a little bit of yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, also some good bottom fishing mixed in there. You know, advantage of three-quarter day, you got a little flexibility. But on Thursday, they went offshore looking and few yellowfin caught within three-quarter day range there. San Diego had 7. Captain Gary and Alexis actually went out there and caught 13. A little bit of Dorado mixing on some of those trips also. But yesterday was back to yellowtail. Very good yellowtail fishing. 19 on one boat, 17 on the other, handful on the six-pack boat there. Bonita, barracuda, bass still in the mix there. A lot of bottom fish. A lot of nice mixed bag on the three-quarter day, catching a little bit of everything. And if those yellowfin stay within that three-quarter day range, I'm sure we'll go to a 5-to-5 trip like we've done the last few years here. Normally, we get a couple weeks out of that. I mean, last year, we almost had a month of catching yellowfin on the San Diego on the three-quarter days there. And honestly, so far, everything this summer seemed to be a bit late. So hopefully, we get that yellowfin bite going here and get a little extra yellowfin fishing for those guys that don't want to do the overnight trips. Overnight trips are doing very well, though. Nice mix of still catching albacore, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack. Again, a nice mix on all these trips here, a little bit of everything that you don't normally see together. Albacore and Dorado on the same trips, kind of a fun combination there. And check our website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our half-day, three-quarter-day schedules up there. Still got twilight trips running for a few more weeks here. The one-day, day-and-a-half, all schedules are up there. You can book online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383, and we'll be more than happy to help you guys out. And we're starting to get trips scheduled up in September, too, so you can definitely plan ahead there. And I know these last couple seasons with that online booking system, a lot of people have been taking advantage of that, and it's helpful for everyone, I think, to be able to plan that far ahead. So definitely take a look at that, seaforthlanding.com. You got your choice here. You can do, you know, bass fishing, yellowtail fishing, still plenty of tuna out there. So you got a little bit of everything, and got a pretty good August going here, so I'd love to have you guys
September
come out.
September is even going to be better. Hey, Marco, sure appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, me, that's it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Marcos.
Not going to let it go, is it?
That's for sure. Hey, let's head on up the coast and find out what's going on with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rick, Pete, Jack, Dell, get well, buddy. We need you back here.
That's for sure.
Hey, we've had a pretty good week of fishing. But for you guys out there now, we got a major band of subtropical moisture, thunderstorms in it. You want to keep your lightning rods handy here today. Keep an eye on those cells on the radar and go the opposite direction there. It's going to be interesting. But quite a bit around to catch, actually. Yellowfin, you know, it was pretty interesting. That stuff last week was down on the latitude there, came rolling up the beach full speed. Now it's like it's setting up shop right here in our backyard at 302, 182 area out to the 43. Held good fish. Covered up the 9 there for a couple days there. Just big schools, that smaller grade fish, 12 to 20s. But, you know, it's fun fishing. It's really nice to have that stuff around. While that's troll fish, I want to mention you guys, I heard you guys talking earlier about cedar plugs. You can super tune that cedar plug you want to hold the leader horizontal, slide the plug up the leader a little bit, and spin it, and they're keeled. So you want to mark the actual back with like a felt tip marker, and then align the hook that side so the hook's up, and I cut a little notch in the back of the plug so the hook locates right in that little notch and stays there, and then replace that stock 150-pound leader with 80-pound fluoro. Man, it's game on. They'll fish three times as good, and they fish okay right straight out of the bag. But a little tune-up for you there. Anyway, on the kelps there from the 209 down, scattered yellows and dorados showing up again on the inside here, starting to bite a little bit better. Stuff on the outside, same thing, starting to bite a little better. Kind of vanished for a bit, but it's coming back good. Marlin, those fish that pushed up into the 14-267 area, you know, a few weeks back, they kind of vanished. You know, conditions are still there, but fish don't seem to be. But there's two areas that are holding from the 9 to the 182 and the 181 there is kind of the inside area there. Nice going on yours, Ricky. And then the outside area, kind of the east end of Clemente down to the 43 out there in the canyon, that's shaping up. I think that one's going to go. There was a big spot of fish on the outside. It looks like it's moving in, and it's going to be pretty interesting there. But there's been scattered jig bites in there, fish on dropbacks. Still a little bit slow, but I think that's going to be our area here coming up soon. At San Clemente proper, still up in the cove, very good yellowtail fishing. Had some friends there, just got back from a trip, did good on the fish, 18 to 22 fathoms. That's all that beautiful. Get a fish like 22 to the mid-30s. They're just all them big tankers, and a few sea bass mixed in with that fish. Not the bigger ones. It seems like school-sized sea bass right now. And then quite a bit of yellowtail showed up on the front side here starting to bite, front side of Clemente also, so that's good news. Catalina, it's hard to believe, but for this time of year, mid-August, a huge volume of squid moved into the backside east there, and quite a bit of yellows and sea bass moved in with it, and I got there Tuesday night for Wednesday on our charter, just time to shut that bite off, but I don't think I've ever marked more fish and caught less. It was amazing. It was amazing to look at how much was there, both yells and sea bass both. Big schools of sea bass on some of the deep ledges, never hooked a one. But overall, I think cat's looking pretty good there. There's yells on the back and sea bass scattered around here and there. It's going to be a very interesting late summer fall at our favorite island.
What's going on at Pacific Edge?
Oh, lots of stuff. Like I mentioned, we're tuning up them feeder plugs for guys, rigging marlin jigs because that season's getting rolling, wrapping rods. Beta's doing his Corbina specials for guys fishing in the surf. We're doing marlin casters and kite rods. And, you know, by the way, for you guys who want to try that kite fishing, which is, you know, it was invented right here for fishing bluefin almost, 80 years ago. The kite rods that they sell are, like, too short for most private boaters. It's really hard to get the kite away from the boat to get it up in the air. So we make them about 5 feet long, kind of stiff, kind of funky looking, but very effective for getting the kite going. And 20 sizes of bait tanks to solve your bait tank needs, including the BT4, the brand-new little bow tank, just in time for marlin season. All kinds of stuff for you guys.
Perfect. Where do we find you, Mark?
The store is on the corner of both the Cheek and Edinger and Huntington Beach, and the website with all the good stuff. Oh, and I got to mention this. Almost forgot. Hard to believe it's almost lobster season. I think it starts October 3rd, and we've got a lobster, how to catch them, how to rig for them seminar September 17th. We're going to do it at the store.
All right.
So mark your calendars for that. The information will be up on the website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Right on, Mark. Great report as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Ricky.
Go get them, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and we just want to remind you that catch report today was sponsored in part by Dana Landing in Mission Bay. If you want to fight the fish and not the crowd, call Dana Landing for a private six-pack charter. They're San Diego's exclusive six-pack charter boat headquarters, and there are still some dates available for local half-day and offshore two-day trips. These are all-inclusive trips and are reasonably priced, so you can call 619-226-2929 or check out danalanding.com. I want to mention real fast, too, I was at Dana Landing last week for all those guys that are going out offshore looking for marlin and whatnot. Dana Landing has, like, a full selection of those big frozen squids for guys fishing swordfish.
Ooh.
And I searched high and low trying to go to, you know, Asian specialty markets trying to find squids just to find out that Dana Landing's got a freezer full of them. So if you ever want to get a big squid for fishing the swordfish, Dana Landing's the spot. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on XX 1090.
Check out our website, hookup1090.com. Listen live, hear archives of previous shows, sign up for our email blasts, and more. For 18 years, Let's Talk Hookup has been Southern California's favorite fishing show on XX 1090.
The Fred Hall shows are over, and Sea Witch Marine is proud to say they had an incredibly successful year. All those great deals, all those show incentives were snapped up by several lucky anglers. If you missed it, you're in luck. Sea Witch Marine still has a few Sea Swirl Stripers, a few Indestructible Triumph boats, and a couple of Carolina Skiffs that carry these huge factory incentives and discounts. So what makes Sea Witch Marine and Vista different than the rest? Why are there so many satisfied anglers catching fish in boats from Sea Witch Marine? It starts with straight talk from experienced sales professionals like Dave and Bill. These guys have years of experience with local anglers, and they know their product inside and out. Sea Witch Marine has been family-owned for over 37 years. Now is your last chance to take advantage of huge factory incentives and discounts now available on the remaining Sea Swirl Stripers, Triumph Boats, and Carolina Skiffs. The fishing season is here, so seek the advice of the A-team you can trust at Sea Witch Marine, 1085 South Santa Fe in Vista, on the web at seawitchmarine.com.
On March 9, 2008, I was alone on my boat, and I hit a wave going a little too fast. I was slammed into the side of the boat like a rag doll. My momentum carried me overboard, and I went way under. Only luck kept me from drowning that day. Accidents happen too fast on the water to reach for a stowed life jacket. Take it from me, professional angler Gary Dobbins, everyone on board should wear a life jacket. Remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304. Or on the web at 22ndstreet.com. This is the time for you to get into kayak fishing. The Fisher Biting and Fast Lane Kayak Center in Mission Bay is ready to set you up with the best kayak built for fishing. A Hobie kayak with the amazing Mirage Drive propulsion system. Come on down to Fast Lane Kayak Center right on the water in Mission Bay and take a free test ride on a Hobie kayak. Then you will see this is the one for you. Fast Lane has been family owned and operated for over 30 years, and they have built their business on customer satisfaction. Fast Lane Kayak Center at Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check fastlanesailing.com.
It's time to go fishing, and Fisherman's Landing has the largest fleet of long range boats in the world, the XL, Royal Polaris, Royal Star, Shogun, Polaris Supreme, and the Searcher. Fisherman's Landing also has a full fleet of charter and open party boats. Ask around, the best boats, captains, and crews are at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Now you can purchase your overnight, day and one half, even 2-day trips online at fishermanslanding.com.
Fisherman's Landing, Southern California's best choice in local and long range fishing.
With the price of a fishing trip these days, you do have a lower cost alternative that's just as fresh and much easier. The Fish Market Restaurants.
This is Gary Sampson, captain of the Fish Market Restaurants, Harpoon Swordfish Boat, Pelikia. Have you had one of those days of fishing and not catching, and you're in the mood to eat some fresh caught fish? Then I recommend you go visit the Fish Market Restaurant and talk to our experts there at the retail counter and take some nice fresh caught fish home. Or just stay there and eat at the restaurant. You'll be glad you did. It just doesn't get any fresher.
The Fish Market serves fantastic lunch and dinner daily at 3 Southern California locations, Del Mar, San Diego on the Bay, and Mission Valley. On the web at www.thefishmarket.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Double X 1090.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Ken, who's calling us all the way from the hospital with Dale's brother on the line. Ken, good morning.
Yeah, hi. You know, I thought it'd be unfair if I didn't call in and thank everybody from the family. You know, I got a million stories I could tell about my brother, but he's right here. He's listening to the program. Hi, Jack. We miss you here. Anyway, I just thought I should call in and thank everybody that's been calling in. And I had the pleasure of fishing with you, too, on the Tony Reyes boat. I don't know if you remember that. But anyway, I really appreciate it. The family appreciates it. And we hope they'll go just back on the boat tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you for calling in.
So is he listening? Is he hearing us?
Oh, yeah, he's hearing the whole thing. Sure, I got the radio turned up, and like Jack said, the hospital was kind enough to let us bring the radio in and turn it up. And, yeah, he's perking up every once in a while when they mention one of these trips or something. And yeah. The Bursons, and and all the guys from Hawaii. I really appreciate it, and the family does. And I just thought it would be unfair if I didn't call in. Of course, I could tell stories. My gosh, I could I could go on for, you know, he'd been my brother for over 78 years. So, I mean, hell, he started fishing when he was 6 years old and hasn't quit. I started fishing with him at 6 years old, and I just go once in a while. But we've had some great trips. I had a good trip with Jack Nielsen. Heck, it seems like it was only eight, nine weeks
ago. No, it was 8 weeks ago. It was June 25th. We were fishing at on the Tony Reyes trip, for sure.
Yeah. We had a good trip, and Del begged me to go. It's kind of a funny story. I said, no, I'm not going to go this year because I'm getting too damn old for it. And so Del says, oh, bully, he says, you could go. I'll get you on. He says, if it's a problem with money. I said, it's not money, Del. He says, I'll get you on for half price. And what could I say? Am I gonna say no? So I said, well, okay, if it's half price, I'll go. So anyway, I got going. Jack and I and a couple of others of mine. And, you know, the Tony Reyes trip is one that I've gone with Del for, at least, I think that was our 12th year we fished together. And ironically enough, I just totally enjoyed the trip, and Jack's been so nice to Del through the years. I guess it's, I don't know, they're just like Jack says, he's never had a disagreement or an argument or anything with Del, and neither have I.
Oh, wait a minute. I've seen these two going at it. Yeah, I've seen these two going at it down in the East Cape, but they were fighting over a little shot, I think, or something like that. Yeah,
what Jack said was true, though, about the, he told Del, Del's all hooked up to this stuff and can't talk, and he says, hey, Del, he says, I run out of Jack Daniels on the boat down there the other night, and he said, so I'm tipping your Captain Morgan, and Del starts shaking his head, no, raising his hand up. Don't mess with my Captain Morgan.
That's right. That's true.
Hey, Ken.
God bless you guys. Yep. I mean it sincerely from my heart. And thanks a lot for everything.
All right, Ken. Thanks. Well, we appreciate you calling us from Del's bedside there at the Veterans Hospital in Long Beach. And get well, Del.
That's really cool. All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. And we're going to talk to Jeff, who's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, and good morning, Del. I hope you get better real soon here. I just had a little plug about when Del, I was at a day at the lots, at the AFCO deal, and Del was going to check out a rod for me. He had to go inside, so I was at the stand there at the CalStar, and he said, you know, can you stand here for a little bit, you know, and just watch the thing? And I said, yeah, no problem. And I said, well, what happens, you know, should I watch the rods or anything? He says, no, make sure you watch my cooler.
that's a good one, Jeff. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
That's
a classic. That's a classic.
All right. Hey, let's talk to Jake now, who's calling us from Temecula. Jake, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling, Jake.
Hey, you're the guy that caught that big silver salmon at Katmai Lodge, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
How big was that silver you caught?
15 pounds.
That's a big silver salmon. Jake is great. Jake and his dad Chris and his buddy Cody were there at Katmai Lodge this past week with us. And Jake, how old are you?
Just turned 13.
13, and that was your second trip to Katmai, right?
Yeah, I love that trip.
Yeah,
it's
pretty cool. What's your favorite part about going to Katmai?
Well, catching the fish.
Duh.
Yeah. That a boy.
Well, of course it's catching the fish. And what's your favorite fish to catch?
The silvers.
The silver salmon, yeah. It was pretty good fishing for you this year, huh?
Yeah, they give real big fights, and it's real fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, and so how big was the fight on that big 15-pound silver you had?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, pulled hard in the river and got in that current and tried to take you down. I heard it almost pulled you overboard.
Yeah.
You guys see any bears this year, Jake?
Oh, tons of them.
That's cool.
What else did you see?
Eagles, and we saw a wolf, and...
Did you see any moose?
No, not this year. Last year we did.
Last year you did.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a great spot.
And you were supposed to go flying with us, but unfortunately the plane broke on us, and we weren't able to go out and do that fly out like we did last year and see lots of bears, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to go again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go. Thanks, Jay. Congratulations on that big fish.
Yeah, nice job.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
Jake's all right. Safe. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. All right. Jake's a great kid.
That's really cool.
And,
how excited he is. That's awesome.
He's a neat guy. Yeah.
That's very cool. Sure. All right. Well, let's get back into the phones and talk to Spike calling us from Dana Point. Spike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Jack and Dell.
Hey, Spike.
Pete,
nice
Rick.
To hear. Wow.
Yeah, I got wind that Dell will be listening, so I thought I'd call in.
Beautiful.
You
thank
guys.
You.
Jack and Dell, I've been on a lot of trips with them, and Dell's really, you know, an inspiration and a true class act angler.
Yep.
With a lot of one-liners, he's a pleasure to fish with. Pleasure to fish with. So. Whether it be long range or overnight or even down there in Cabo with you guys, but a true partier, a good passenger to have on any boat.
Yeah, we are. I don't know if everybody knows Spike, but we fished with Spike on the Qualifier 105 and Red Rooster on the deck.
Sure.
One of the best deck guys you'll ever fish
Spike,
with.
Spike, we kind of grew up with Spike on the deck there at the Qualifier 105.
Yeah, I ran
an overnight boat, and Jack and Dale came out, and needless to say, it was a very slow trip. We saw some whales, and Dale grabbed the manifest and went around and collected $5 for everybody for whale watching.
You got to make a living, you know?
Yeah, he helped my wife learn how to fish, and I got a beautiful mirror, handcrafted mirror with the edged and shells he made for me and my wife on our wedding day. So I just want to say hi, and I hope you get better, buddy.
Yep.
Peace. Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah, have a good morning.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's talk to Kathy. And Kathy this morning is calling us from San Diego. Kathy, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there, Kathy.
You're welcome. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Jack.
Good morning.
Hey, Rounds. Kathy Rounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi to Dell. I know he's listening. Yep. I wanted to say hi for my mom, Ray. She said, oh, please tell him hello, and my dad, Daryl, and the rest of our family. And I know he's listening. I wanted to tell him, Dell, you know, you've told me a couple stories about your fishing adventures with Jack, but I know there's a lot more to it, and I need you to get better so that you can tell me more stories. So you better get better soon. I want to wish you a happy birthday this week, and I look forward to celebrating your birthday with you when you get better.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Cool, Kathy. Real nice words. She hung on for almost over an hour that message. Appreciate that, Kathy, very
important.
Much.
He's just a wonderful person, and I just had to say hello and let him know we're all praying for him.
All right.
Thanks,
Kathy Rounds, thanks very much.
Yep.
That's cool. How about we talk to Mark Rayer now this morning, calling us from Buena Vista. Hey, Mark, good morning.
From Vista Seasports. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good to hear your voice.
Wow.
Is it hot in Buena Vista right now?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. It's dead calm and still. The diving and fishing are both outstanding. It's the time of year that's a little bit quiet, probably because of the heat, but boy, it's the rewards are wonderful for coming down. They really are.
Good.
The reason I called was to let everybody know that I'm pulling for Dell, and I know that he's listening. I wanted to tell him to stop calling my house. he keeps calling to talk to my wife.
Yeah,
he swears that she likes him better than she likes me, so... That could possibly be true, but I still don't want him calling here anymore, so I hope that he hears this, you know. I wish him nothing but the best and hope that he gets well. But
that's what you get when you have a good-looking wife, Mark. It's just a part of the deal.
Especially when Dell's around.
That's right. It's just going to happen.
Dell has more friends than anybody that I know. It's pretty amazing. He's plastered I Know Del Mar stickers on my cars, on my boat, on my van, everywhere. And every place I go, it seems like it gets stopped, and people say, "Hey, I know Dell also." That Dell knows more people than anybody I know.
Yep,
it's amazing. It's just amazing all the people that he knows.
We have a saying that he's the wealthiest man you'll ever meet who doesn't have a big giant bank account.
I think that's got to be true, Jack. I think it really does.
I think it's a good one for sure. Well, Mark Rayer, Vista Seasports, calling us from the East Cape, Buena Vista. Thanks. I'm sure Dell heard you.
Thanks, Pete. Good speaking with you.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Always nice to have Mark's a great guy to hang out with, and one
best.
Heck of a dive operation down there, too.
Yeah.
Vista Seasports, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. Richard and Yorba Linda. Good morning, Richard. You want to talk
morning,
some tackle?
Guys. Great show.
Thank you.
A
little different show for us
better.
Today.
Hope you feel better.
Yeah.
And I had a question for Jack.
Sure.
I'm curious about... What is what's Dell's fishing arsenal look like? Does he have a lot of rods and reels?
Are you kidding? You ought to go to his garage sometime. You want to see? It's almost like walking into the tackle store. He has a collection of jigs, for instance, on his back wall, on a big carpeted wall, that go back to the early Taddies, Salus jigs, all the ones that really worked. That he's
wow.
got them all. He's got them all laid out there, and yeah, he goes back with Saber rods and Calstar and Seeker and Accurate. He's got them all, and yeah, he's got a tackle store in his garage.
Quite a collection, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, I had one question about a BX 600.
Yes.
Can you match me up with a rod for that?
Personal selection for that, and again, I'm just telling you what I use. I'd like a Calstar 700H or XH for that. That's
okay.
Yeah. That reel, you can basically put 65-pound Spectre on it, say 300 yards, and you can fish anywhere from 30 up to 80-pound top shot, whatever you like. But I like that the Calstar 700H a lot. That works for me.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right, Richard.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to the Polaris Supreme. Ryan Christensen's got a report from our Let's Talk Hookup four-day trip. First of all, Ryan, Maddie's been disgusted with you that you're not here this morning because the phones have been a little busy.
Cursing your name, I believe, was the exact
yeah,
word.
Yeah, okay, cursing
oh,
the name.
Boo-hoo.
What's up?
Poor baby.
Man, it was a really good trip, though. The Polaris Supreme, once again, is just a really good operation. Tommy was running the trip this time, and we fished offshore the whole time and had good yellowfin tuna fishing. I think my big one was about 45 pounds.
Nice.
And then we had a few Dorado, and then yesterday afternoon we found some albacore that really wanted to bite. It was probably the best albacore fishing I've seen in a long time. Everybody
cool.
on the boat bit, eating. I think I got like five or six in a row on the Tatty Nine there. So
cool.
It was just a real good trip. Nice grade of fish too.
Nice.
That's
nice to
news.
Hear that a good shot of albacore is coming back in too.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
How big were the albacore, Ryan?
Anywhere from 15 to probably 25 pounds, 25, 30 pounds.
And certainly if you caught them yesterday, that was within a day and a half range, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm not sure exactly where we were, but I know they were biting.
Wow.
That's all that really matters.
That's all you need
that's
to
all
know.
That matters. So good time. Did you eat well?
Oh, yeah. We ate very well. I think I don't think I need to eat now for a couple of days.
And did you let your dad catch any fish?
Oh, I let him catch a couple.
Now, your dad's turning the big 5-0 this next week, right?
My dad is turning 50 on Saturday.
A week from the day.
A week from today, he's hitting the half-century mark.
Yeah, all right.
Well, happy birthday, Grant.
Happy birthday, Grant. And glad you had a good trip, Polaris Supreme. I'm sure there'll be details up at polarissupreme.com. And, well, we want you back.
Yeah, I'll be back there tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Ryan, for the report.
Nice going, Ryan.
Appreciate that very much.
Good.
Hey, I want to mention, too, this week, a really good deal. The Tuna Challenge Seminar is coming up at the Silvergate Yacht Club. That's right on Shelter Island there, right near down the street from Humphreys there. It's this Thursday, August 27th, from 7 to 9 p.m. It's open to all. They have food and a no-host bar starting at 5 p.m., and they'll have great raffles for all those in attendance and a good opportunity to sign up for the Big Tuna Challenge, which is only 3 weeks away. Two experts in the field will be there. So check that out this Thursday, August 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Silvergate Yacht Club on Shelter Island. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, as you can imagine, the phones are packed up. And why don't we start it off with John, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Morning, John.
Morning. I got a we do a little barbecue for thanking all the people that give us stuff for our club. And Dell comes out every year, and it's really fun to see him, and always laughing, and really gives us a break, and it's a real joy.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
My tackle question was, what with the trolling feathers and trolling plastic skirts, is there a big difference, or do they troll the same?
Feather versus the skirt material. I mean, it's going to, you know, the shape of the head is going to be the major the major function in how a lure swims. And certainly, I'm sure feather and vinyl both are going to act a little bit differently, but pretty much the shape of the head is the design. And
now, what about that's the skirt, the grass skirt thing? Why is that getting bit so well? That one,
the Zucchini.
Zucchini, yeah. With the grass skirt.
And, you know, it's funny, that grass material, there's another one that, and I know it sounds dumb, and trust me, I'm not a big color guy, but Bob Aronson made us start carrying it at the tackle store. It's a Zucker red and white, grass-style skirt with a Mylar underskirt and a lime skirt over the top of it.
He said,
you have to have this. I had 5 bluefin last week. They were all on that, and so I ordered 6 of them, and a couple of sport boats bought them, and all those guys came back and said, oh, my God, that was our bluefin jig. You know, we never get bluefin stuff.
Okay, once again, which one is it?
Let me write this down.
Yeah. It's a red and white grass skirt, you know, kind of like the zucchini, almost like that lawn chair type material. Red and white with a Mylar underskirt, or Mylar overskirt, rather, and then another lime vinyl skirt over the top of
that. Wow,
ugly as sin. Really? It's just horrible looking.
Bob Aronson knows how to catch fish.
Hey, man. He
knows how to fix outboards, and he knows how to catch fish.
That's for sure. But I think that all that material probably, you know, acts somewhat different in the water, and there's times they want one over the other. But that grass-style skirt, it's just, like, indestructible. I think that's why the sport boats like it so much, is feathers don't come off. You can't mess it up. It's just it's indestructible. So.
All right, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we talk to Tyson calling us from Anaheim this morning? Hey, Tyson, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas.
Tyson.
What's up, Tyson?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Dale, just get strong. And I just want to tell a quick story about Dale's sales skills and how he sold me a damn rod when I was trying to buy some fish. And I was trying to go get some Sierra trout fish and stuff at the Long Fin. And then he was there all, you know, doing his thing and, you know, telling me, get over here and pull on this rod and everything. So I went over there. And, you know, within 10 minutes, next thing you know, I'm walking out with a new CalStar. And I'm telling you, I just wanted to say, man, that guy could sell salt to a slug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a good guy, so I just wish him the best.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, Leon needs him in the booth there at Fred Hall. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. All right, take it easy.
Thanks a lot, Tyson, for the call this morning.
How about we talk to Gary, calling us from Irvine now. Hey, Gary, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Jack. How you guys doing?
Good,
great. Gary. What's up?
Oh, good. I just wanted to wish the best for Dell. You know, the first time I ever met Dell and Jack, I know those guys are joined at the hips there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I went over to the Long Fin. I heard he was going to be over there. And I walked in and I asked Eric. I said, hey, Eric, I said, is Jack in here today? And he started to tell me, and I heard him in the back, and I said, never mind, Eric. I know where he's at. So I went over and talked to him, and I was only going to be there for a few minutes, and I think I was in there for like 2 hours listening to fish stories from both of these guys, and they're both incredible. So I just wanted to
thank you.
Wish the best for Bell. And
he's listening, so he'll
hope he gets well soon.
Yeah,
he will. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Been an incredibly busy morning, but if you want to give us a shout this morning, there are an open phone line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Susan now. Called us from San Diego. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pete, Rick, and Jack, for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to send my best wishes out to Dell. One of the nice things about this industry is that it is just filled with really so many wonderful people, and I think that when I think of other things that you can do with your free time, one of the things that draws me to the industry is the fact that you have so many really generous and wonderful people that share information.
That's right.
So,
absolutely.
Anyways, I send that out. Very quick question. I'm going out on a multi-day trip on the Excel, and I was wondering about the 197, something that's very similar. Do you have does Accurate make a 2-speed narrow reel similar to the 197?
Yeah, the 197 is the BX 2400 narrow, or if you want a little bit larger reel,
okay,
you go to BX 2500 narrow.
Okay.
Yeah, both narrow reels. The 400 is more of your 25-pound class reel.
Okay.
And the 500 is more of your 30 to 40-pound class reel.
Okay. Just one quick comment. Your reels, I just got back from a day and a half and caught limits on bluefin tuna, and we had lots of yellowfin tuna. It was frankly incredible, up to 46 pounds, by the way.
Fantastic.
Wow, nice. Well,
I got a lot.
And the drag system on your reel is frankly unbelievable. The thing I like about it, and by the way, I have it made into a true left-handed reel, and you do a fantastic job of doing that. The adjustment on the spool speed and everything, it's so smooth that when you get into a bite, you just need to turn it a hair. Yeah. You don't need to make these huge adjustments on it, just these tiny adjustments on it, and it's just a wonderful reel. So I really commend you for the work that you're providing.
That's nice, Susan. Thank you very much for the call this morning. And I'll tell you what, these hours have flown by.
I know, it's great. Cool. I can't believe 2 hours have already flown by us. But hey, when we come back, we're gonna find out what lucky angler is gonna have himself a brand new Accurate Boss reel. Maybe a 197, maybe a 270. It's your choice. We got more. Let's Talk Hookup when we return on XX1090.
Check out our website, hookup1090.com. Listen live, hear archives of previous shows, sign up for our email blasts, and more. For 18 years, Let's Talk Hookup has been Southern California's favorite fishing show on XX1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The best fishing excursions start with the best equipment. My advice? Start with a new Ford F-150. Alex from La Jolla, you're next.
How you doing, Pete? You know, I couldn't agree more about that new F-150.
Ah, a fellow Ford owner. So what was it that sold you?
Well, a lot of things, but I'll tell you, my fishing buddies and I, we really get a kick out of the tailgate step.
You know, that's a Ford exclusive.
Right. You just drop the tailgate, pull the built-in ladder out, and step right up.
Easy in, easy out.
Yeah, and nobody gets a hernia trying to unload heavy coolers, or heavy fish for that matter.
Why work harder when you can work smarter?
Exactly. They've got a kick step right there on the side of the truck, too.
Another Ford exclusive.
They had us in mind when they came up with that one.
Thanks for the call. Once each month, I'll be broadcasting this show live from one of our San Diego County Ford dealers. I'll let you know when we'll be in your neighborhood. I'll have some really nice fishing gear to hand out if you're one of the first to stop by and check out the new Ford F-150. Log on to SanDiegoCountyFord.com for more info or stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependentSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on XX1090. All right, the big winner of an Accurate Boss 197 or 270, your choice, is going to Jillian in San Diego. Jillian, congratulations. You're going to love that reel.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for the whole time here for the last 2 hours. You have a whole series of Dell pictures here we've been checking out.
Yeah, Dell's been sitting right here.
What a great time hearing all the great stories about our good friend Dell Marsh. And Dell, we think nothing but the best for you, and get well.
Yeah, we love you, Dell.
Love you, Dell.
Dell's a tough guy, let me tell you. He's been through some tough goes in the last few days, but he hasn't quit.
No, he hasn't quit, and we certainly hope he doesn't. So get well, Dell. And Jack, I know that Dell appreciates your great friendship, too. You've been by his bedside there with your cocktail right there, as it should be, right? Special permission.
I snuck a little taste in last night. They're giving us some slack.
Yeah, as they should, for sure. Well, I know Dell appreciates your friendship, Jack. And, of course, if somebody wants to go fishing with Jack, go get some accurate reels, all that good stuff. You've got a complete list of fishing trips. You're going.
Oh
fishing,
yeah, go to the website accuratefishing.com. It'll tell you pretty much everything you want to know about Accurate Reels and some stuff you don't want to know. And our trips, just go down to Fishing with Accurate, give you all our long-range trips and charters, and all the information is there.
And if you want to see some great photos, too, jaccurate.com.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, go to accuratefishing.com, go to the blog pull-down, and see Fishing with Jack Nielsen, and you'll see lots of pictures of Dell.
In there. All right.
They got a whole blog set up for Dell. Just pull those down, and you'll see maybe 50 different pictures of Dell and having a good time.
All right, we're thinking about you, Dell. Hey, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, it's going to be a great show. Gary Big Fish Sato, and they don't call him Big Fish for nothing, so you better listen to that. He's from the Sato Crimp and Winer Company. That's 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Don't forget, you want to read more about our trip at Katmai Lodge. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. You can sign up for our email blast every week and more. So we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on XX1090.
Several kilometers north of bustling Cabo San Lucas.